In this bulletin, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II approves the UK government's request to suspend the parliament. The funeral for former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fisher to be held today, and Nick Kyrgios steps back from controversial comments. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is denying he's trying to stop Parliament from obstructing his Brexit plans. Queen Elizabeth II has agreed to Mr. Johnson's request for her to make the so-called Queen's Speech, highlighting the new government's legislative agenda, on October the 14th. That means Parliament will be shut for around a month from mid-September. That limits Parliament's ability to curb Mr. Johnson's plans to take Britain out of the EU at the end of October, with or without a deal. But Mr. Johnson says his aim with this move is not to limit opposition to his plans, but instead to speed up his legislative agenda. He also says it's incorrect to infer from this move that he's planning to call an election this year.
No, all you should take from this is we're doing exactly what I said on the steps of Downing Street, which is that we must get on now with our legislative domestic agenda. People will expect us. We need to get on with the stuff that Parliament needs to approve on tackling crime, on building the infrastructure we need, on technology, on levelling up our education, and reducing the cost of living. That is why we need a Queen's Speech, and we're going to get on with it.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is pledging to act against Boris Johnson's plan. Mr. Corbyn says opposition parties will introduce legislation when Parliament resumes to try to stop Mr. Johnson. He says it's undemocratic and unconstitutional, and a vote of no confidence is imminent.
I've protested in the strongest possible terms on behalf of my party, and I believe all the other opposition parties are going to join in with this, in simply saying that suspending Parliament is not acceptable, it's not on. What the Prime Minister is doing is a sort of smash and grab on our democracy in order to force through a no-deal exit from the European Union. What's he so afraid of that he needs to suspend Parliament to prevent Parliament discussing these matters?
Politicians past and present will today gather for the funeral of former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fisher. Mr. Fisher's state funeral will be held in Albury in the far south of New South Wales. He died of leukemia at the age of 73 last week. Hong Kong trade unions have rallied in the city, protesting against the airline Cathay Pacific's dismissal of employees. It comes after the airline fired 20 pilots and cabin crew because of their link to Hong Kong's ongoing pro-democracy protests. Hong Kong's Confederation of Trade Unions called the rally Cathay Dragon after cabin crew union head Rebecca Tsai was fired last week. Former chairwoman of the Hong Kong Dragon Airlines Flight Attendants Association, Ms. Tsai, says she was given no reason for her dismissal.
It's a question, where is the freedom of speech or the democracy? I feel sad that I was being terminated, then they would ask me to leave. I was worried if I couldn't help my colleague again because I'm the union leader. But I'm confident that now I just changed my role. I can still continue to help them by telling everyone what's happening. I will tell the truth.
The rally was relocated from outside Cathay Pacific's airport headquarters to the city's financial district after police denied them permission. Cathay Pacific is under pressure from China's aviation authorities to suspend staff from mainland flights if they support the movement. Nick Kyrgios is backing away from another controversy, this time for claiming the governing body for men's tennis, the ATP, is corrupt. The comments came when he was asked what he thought of the fine imposed after his abusive behaviour and racket smashing at the Cincinnati Open. Kyrgios said the ATP is pretty corrupt anyway and he wasn't fussed about it all. The ATP said it would assess his comments under the player major offence provision of its rules. Kyrgios later released a statement saying using the word corrupt was not the correct choice of words. He says he was trying to address what he sees as double standards rather than corruption. He says he knows his behaviour is sometimes controversial and deserving of fines and sanctions, but claims other players are not being sanctioned for similar behaviour. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers, a possible late storm and 22. Adelaide, sunny and 15 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 13. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Canberra, possible shower and 13. Wollongong, showers and 14. Sydney, much the same, 16. Newcastle, also showers and 18. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.